Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Sales Talk. Come on, Alfie. It begins with A and it's in this street. Have another guess.
Oh, flipping A.
No, it's not that. I tell you, it begins with an A. It's dead easy. Try accident.
Accident.
No, that's not it. It's got to be in this street. There's no accident.
There will be in a minute. Look, I give up.
Have one last guess. It begins with A.
Oh, see, I don't know. Tell me. I bet it'll be somewhat daft.
You're right. It's Alfie.
Me?
Yeah, that's 5-0 I'm winning. And the next object begins with M for mother. But it's not her, because she's still away at my auntie's.
Oh, look, I've had enough of your daft games. I'll be glad when we get to the Whitesides house.
Well, we're nearly there now. Go on, guess. It's in this street. You can see it. And it begins with M.
Oh, hello there, young Jim.
Oh, look, that's your milkman, isn't it?
Yes, our milkman. Now think, what is it?
I have no idea. Hey, he's a funny little fella, isn't he?
Who? Our milkman? Yes, he is a merry little man, our milkman.
You keep talking like that for?
That's the answer, you twit. M for milkman.
I'm surprised to see you around these parts, young Jim. What are you doing down here?
Taking the dog for a walk. Come on, Alfie, wag your tail for the milkman.
Listen, funny boy, if you're not careful, you'll get a beefer boot round your ass for sit-upon.
Hey, control yourself. You sound like the wife's mother. Hey, Jim, what's in that bag? Have you got a job as a grocer's errand boy?
No, these are some things our Susan collected from the shop from Arthur Whiteside. And I very kindly offered to deliver them.
Yeah, for a sixpenny tip. Plus another tanny you'll probably get off Miss Martha. Well, I hope when we get there it's Matilda, the bad-tempered one.
The one who thinks you're a twit.
It's funny you should mention the Whiteside twins. I deliver there, you know.
Oh, do you have the same trouble as Alfie, trying to tell which of them is which?
No, but I have trouble getting my milk money if Matilda comes to the door. Any excuse to save a couple or two. Do you know, last week she wanted to knock 3 halfpence off just because the sparrows had pecked the top of a milk bottle open and drunk some milk.
Yeah, but they don't get much to live on, you know. I mean, they only have their old age pensions.
Yeah, it's no fun being a poor old sparrow.
No, it isn't. I don't mean the sparrows.
Which birds do you mean, then?
The Whiteside birds. The twin sparrows. No. Say, come here while I thump you.
You touch me and I'll belt you with me bag.
Give it to you, it's got 3 eggs on top.
You're not having my bag. You're only after the tip for carrying
it. See, look, just give it to
you. Come on, get off.
Give it to you before you lay up. Watch, that they've fallen on the floor.
Ah, I reckon it'll be scrambled eggs by now.
Oh, you daft thing, Alfie, all. You've broken the eggs.
But it's your fault.
Oh, heck, whatever will Miss Martha say?
You'll soon know. She's just come out of the house. Cheerio, Jim. Good luck.
Yeah, I should have known something like this would happen. Things always go wrong for me on Mondays.
Oh, hello, Jimmy and Alfred. I'm just on my way to the railway station to see Matilda off. She's going to London for a few days' holiday.
Oh, how nice for you. Well, don't let us stop you. You go and see the old... see your sister off to London. Tell her to book a single.
Oh, good. I see Susan sent me my groceries. Oh, what's that on the pavement?
Tell her what you broke, Alfie.
I broke your neck. No, I didn't.
It was an accident, wasn't it, Alfie?
I don't know. What was it? I mean, I'm not saying.
Accident by foot. I saw what happened from the front room window.
Jimmy, it's the other old sparrow. The bad-tempered bird. Sister, I mean.
Shut up, you twit. You were at the railway station, Miss Matilda. I didn't know you were spying on us and watching us from the house.
Well, I was. And I saw you larking about with that shopping bag. You broke the eggs.
Well, it doesn't matter, Matilda.
It matters to me. Eggs cost money, you know. We can't afford to throw 1 and 6 pence away on our meagre pensions.
Yes, well, come along, Matilda. You're going to miss your train.
I'm not going till I've made sure someone's going to pay for these 3 broken eggs. That will be your responsibility, Mr. Hall.
You heard what the lady said. Give her the money, Alfie.
Come here, boy. Mr. Hall, you'll report what happened to this boy's grandfather. When I return from London on Friday night, I shall check that you have been punished and made to pay for the X. Come along, Martha. We'll put these groceries in the house before there are any more accidents.
Very well, Matilda. But I think you're being rather hard on Jimmy. Accidents will happen, you know.
Right, that does it. If she's going to check up, I'll have to do what she says and tell your granddad.
But, Alfie, I've no money. I can't pay for any eggs.
It's no use arguing with me. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you've definitely got to replace them three broken eggs.
All right, I'll do my best. But it's not going to be easy. I've never laid an egg in my life.
Don't you try to be funny with me. I know what you're like for getting into trouble. That's why I sent Alfie with you.
Well, it certainly did the trick. He had me in trouble in no time at all.
Look, we know whose fault it is, so stop talking all this nonsense. You broke those eggs, my lad, and so you can take the blame.
Honestly, I don't know what all the fuss is about. Three eggs, a tanner each. It's only one in six.
It may be only one in six to you, but it's a lot of money to two old-age pensioners who've got barely enough to live on as it is.
But, Grandad, you manage all right on your pension. Ozzy's dad says you're always offering to pay for rounds of drinks in the pub just after closing time.
Don't be funny. You know very well that Grandad has another pension from the Merchant Navy.
You'll pay for those eggs yourself, and you'll take the money round tomorrow night.
But I can't. I'm flat broke till weekend.
Here he goes, trying to wriggle out of it as usual.
No, I'm not, Scraggy Neck. I'm sorry about the old ladies. I'd pay for the eggs now if I had the money.
Well, here you are. Here's the one and sixpence.
Oh, thanks, Grandad.
Out of your next week's pocket money.
Jimmy Clitheroe, you must be raving mad. Your granddad gave you the money last night to take round to Miss Martha today, and you say you haven't got it.
I haven't finished telling you yet. I had to pay that money back to Ozzy this afternoon.
But your granddad will go daft if he finds out. Why did you pay the money to Ozzy?
Because I'd rather be spanked with me granddad's slipper than Mr. Higginbottom's starting handle.
Look, why did he have to give the one and six back to Ozzy this afternoon?
Well, the other day I sold him a steam engine and his dad made me buy it back just because there was a part missing.
What was it?
The boiler.
You can't have a steam engine without a boiler.
That's what Ozzy's dad said as he was twisting me ears. Anyway, Alfie, about this one and a tanner, I've got to raise...
No, definitely no. I've had my orders from Susan. I'm not lending you any money.
I know you're not. You're going to buy something off me.
Buy something? Aye, now wait a minute.
Here you are. The very thing for your next holiday abroad. An English-French dictionary.
Well, that thing... It's torn half of it's missing.
Well, you speak English, don't you?
Well, yes, but...
Well, it's the English half that's missing.
You're getting no money, so leave me alone. Oh, I hope that Susan's back. Get out of my way.
I'll come with you. I've got plenty of other bargains. How about an alarm clock with no bell for when you have a lying on Sunday?
Hey, oh, you fool, while I answer the door. Oh, thank goodness you've come, love. He's driving me daft.
Beg your pardon?
He's trying to flog me all his own. You're a man.
Thanks for the compliment.
Oh, you're welcome. what can we do for you?
Well, I'm a salesman. Gardner's my name. I'm looking for a Miss P. Sinclair.
Hey, yeah, just a minute, mister.
Do you mind, Jimmy? I'll do the talking. What name was it again, Mr. Farmer?
Gardner.
I thought you said Sinclair.
My name's Gardner.
Well, who's Farmer? Oh, of course, I said that, didn't I?
You'll have to excuse him, Mr. Gardner. It's a terrible thing, the sunstroke.
Sunstroke? At this time of the year?
Yes, his dad hit him with a sun lamp.
But why?
It was nearer to his hand than the poker.
No, I meant why did... Oh, well, never mind. Look, as I was going to explain my job, well, it's a labour of love, really. My job is helping old people, the pensioners. I go round from house to house visiting old people. Now, only this morning I was out at the old lady's home trying to bring a bit of pleasure into their lives.
Why, what do you sell, little old men?
Oh, It's all here on this pamphlet of mine. Now, please, is there a Miss P. Sinclair here?
Well, there is in a way. I mean, from a distance, I suppose his kilt does look like a miniskirt.
See, shut up, you fool. I'll tell him. You see, mister, he's P, but he's not a miss. She's Jimmy's granddad. I mean, he is, but he's out at present playing snooker. It stands for Peter.
Luke, it says what the proposition is on the pamphlet.
Let me see. Knitting. Pensioners, knit for profit in your own time, in your own home. £3 a week, easily earned. Hey, this is a smashing idea.
Yeah, but your granddad wouldn't take up knitting.
It's not me granddad I'm thinking about. Mister, could you stop me on it if I lied about me age?
Now, look, I've got a lot of calls to make. Why not show the leaflet to Mr. Sinclair? Maybe he could pass it on to somebody else. Now, I really must press on with the good work helping the old folks. Good day to you.
Cheer up. Yeah, daft thing. Asking him if he could start you on it. It's a wonder you didn't try and tap him for that 1-6 for the white sides as well.
Oh, don't mention the white sides to me again, and I'll put my foot right round your... Hey?
Right round me, hey?
They're the ones who could use £3 a week, the old Whiteside twins.
Yeah, they are pensioners, and I seem to remember Miss Martha's very fond of knitting. She said she'd make me something for Christmas.
I know, a new head. Look, there's an application thing on this leaflet where it says, send for further details. Let's write their name and address on it and send it off. Have you got them three eggs safe and sound?
Of course I have, seen as I bought them. Yeah, must be mad.
You'll be glad you came, Alfie, because today's Friday, the day Miss Martha does her baking. Oh, marvellous. I can smell a shortbread already.
Oh, be quiet. Hey, look who's just come out of her house. It's that salesman, that Mr. Greenfly. Your fingers. Mr. Gartner. He must have called about the application form we sent up.
Yeah, I'll ask him what's happened. Excuse me.
Oh, it's you two time wasters. Out of my way, the pair of you.
Hey, you are the same man, aren't you? That nice, kind man who's going to make all the old folks happy.
Just shift out of my way before I move you myself with my foot.
Hey, now, just a minute, mister. There's no need to threaten Jimmy like that.
Look, I don't want a punch-up. I nearly had one in that house there.
We only wanted to ask you a civil question.
I'm going to get out of my way like I said.
Yes, please, if you let go of my collar.
I should let go of him, mister, before he gives you the karate chop.
Karate? This little weed. I suppose he can split blocks of wooden bricks with his bare hands.
Well, no, but you should see what he can do to an ice cream sandwich.
I haven't got time to waste here.
Oh, thank goodness he's gone, Jimmy. Let's knock on the door before he comes back.
Well, you certainly put the wind up him, didn't you, Alfie? You big soft Nelly.
I just didn't want to cause a nasty scene in the street.
No, it wouldn't have looked nice. You stretched out in the gutter.
Oh, shut up. I'll tell you this, if he's upset Miss Whiteside, I'll get after him on my motorbike.
And break his fist with your chin.
Yeah, no. Oh, let it drop.
Hey, she's a long time answering. I wonder if he did do anything to her.
Man, he said he nearly had a punch-up with her.
Oh, dear, the poor old lady.
What are you... Oh, Jimmy, what's this then?
It's Alfie. You remember him.
I mean, what do you want?
To see Miss Whiteside. We just met a fella coming out and he... Oh, it was you who nearly had a punch-up.
And we thought you were an old lady. Miss Whiteside, I mean. No, not were, I punched him. Him, I mean, you were going to hit him with Miss Whiteside.
Charlie, will you stop until your brain catches up with your tongue?
Don't be gaff, we can't stay here all day. He's talking about that big bully who just came out of the house.
He nearly came out with my boot behind him.
Yeah, we know him, he's a salesman.
Yeah, I think he was selling broken noses. He nearly gave Alfie a free sample. Anyway, is Miss Whiteside in, Grandad?
Yes, but, I don't think you should come in just now.
But why? Who's there?
No one. Just me and Martha. But,
Oh, I see. Just the two of you.
Yeah, well, I came to see her, how she was, and...
Well, how about that, Alfie? Me granddad's got a doozy.
Chilly, never mind the jokes. Martha's very upset. She's been crying.
Why? What did you do to her?
I did nothing, but I'll do something to you if you don't clear off.
Oh, don't lose your temper with him, Peter, if you won't go. Oh, Jimmy, and you, Alfie.
Hello, Miss Whiteside.
Hello, Miss Whiteside. Look, if we're in the way, we'll go and come another time.
No, no, I'm very pleased to see you. Come in and have a cup of tea.
But, Martha, you're upset and...
It's all right, Peter. Anyway, young Jimmy always seems to cheer me up. Come into the living room.
Oh, thanks. Was it the salesman who upset you, Miss Whiteside?
Yes, yes it was. I'm afraid I've been a silly, stupid old woman.
Now then, we're not beaten yet.
Oh, dear. Is there anything I can do, Miss Whiteside?
There's nothing anybody can do. The salesman came to see me on Wednesday, and I signed the papers, and now I'm committed to it. Oh, Matilda will go mad. Excuse me. I'll go and put the kettle on.
What was it, Mr. Sinclair?
Well, this crook of a salesman, Mr. Bloomin' Gardner, he came to see her about some scheme for knitting at home.
What?
One of those ideas that sounds great. The old lady knits things at home and the firm guarantees to buy them at a good price. He told her she'd make £3 a week at least.
Hey, Jim, that's a scheme that was in
What's wrong, Grandad?
Well, she found out today that the contract she signed had another clause in it, which Gardner hadn't bothered to mention. She has to do the work on one of their knitting machines, which she has to buy at £2 a week.
Oh, heck.
And what's more, they sell her the wool. So if she works about 12 hours a day, she'll finish up owing them about 10 shillings a week.
The rotten twister.
What she can't understand is how the fella came to pick on her to visit.
Well, that's because Jimmy saw the advert to Hoover Egg.
Sorry, Alfie, I thought it was the table.
Tea won't be long, and I've got some of those homemade cakes you like, Jimmy.
Oh, thanks, Miss Whiteside.
Now you sit yourself down, my dear, and I'll make the tea when the kettle boils.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, don't worry. It's always blackest before the storm, the darkest. I mean, it's never as dark as every cloud has a...
Hey, patience strong. Stuff some cake in your mouth.
Now, Jimmy, Alfie's trying to be helpful, but nobody can help now. There's nowhere out.
See what you've done, Alfie?
I'm sorry, Miss Whiteside. I didn't mean to upset you.
No, don't cry, my dear.
Can't help it.
Look, Martha, never mind the tea. You just wipe your eyes and get your coat on. We'll go round and see these people now.
But you tried talking to Mr. Gardner. He wouldn't listen.
He'll listen if we all go, or Gardner will get a boot in his backyard.
I don't mean Gardner, Martha. We'll go and see his boss. Now, what's the address on that card? Let me see.
Here you are. It's Longton Street.
Manager, Mr. Evans. That's the one we'll see.
Yeah, we'll sort him out, Grandad.
You'll wait here. This is a man's job.
But, Grandad, Alfie and me want to help, don't we, Alfie?
Yes, we do, Mr. Sinclair.
You're too young. Well, Jimmy is, I mean, and you're...
He's Alfie.
Exactly. I mean, look, just wait here. It won't take long. Once this fella finds he's not just dealing with a helpless old lady. Come on, Martha. I'll sort it out for you.
Sit down by the fire, Miss Whiteside.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I'll make a cup of tea as soon as Alfie gets back with a pint of milk.
But there's a bottle of milk in the pantry.
There was. But Alfie said he'd fill the milk jug and empty the teapot down the sink. So we got a jug full of tea leaves and a lovely white sink. Anyway, tell me all about it. Hey, where's me grandad?
He brought me to the door and said he had to get back. He was late for an appointment, I think.
Oh, yes, they're open. Well, did me grandad scare him then? What did Mr. Evans say?
Nothing. He wouldn't see us.
What?
His secretary said he was too busy. Your grandad insisted that he wanted to see him, and the girl said he might spare me 5 minutes tomorrow morning, that it was a waste of time. He told her to tell me my signature was on the contract, and that's all that concerned him.
Well, I don't know. Wait till I see me grandad. You're too young. It's a man's job. He's not dealing with a helpless old lady. No, he was dealing with a helpless old man.
Jimmy, that's not fair. There was nothing your granddad could do. There's nothing anyone can do.
Oh, don't cry, Miss Whiteside. That blooming salesman. I'd like to sell him to Dracula.
Mother? And who?
Oh, my goodness, Matilda. Oh, she'll go mad when she finds out.
I got an earlier train than I expected. Those people in the Information Bureau don't know... Oh, so you're here, boy.
Hello, Miss Whiteside.
Martha, you've been crying. Have you been upsetting her, my lad?
Oh, me?
No, no, Matilda. It's... Well, I've been very foolish.
Well, that's nothing unusual. You always do get up to something when I'm not here.
Yeah, when the cat...